PowerPoint gets a hard time from a lot of people for many, many reasons, not least of which is the use of clip art going back to earlier previous versions of PowerPoint. However, I'm really pleased to say that PowerPoint 2010, if you need to insert some images or some clip art, whilst most people will probably dash off to their local iStock library or their local stock type library online, there's no need to do that anymore with PowerPoint 2010, or there's far less likelihood of you needing to do that, because not only are there the usual cheesy clip art images, but there are also some really, really good quality photographs and images within PowerPoint 2010. So the next time you need to insert an image or a clip art, don't despair, don't dash out of PowerPoint. Actually take a look at Insert Clip Art and look at some of the options that are in there, and you might be pleasantly surprised at the quality of the images that are now contained as standard within PowerPoint 2010. The other thing that you can do within PowerPoint that perhaps you couldn't do with previous versions is there are lots and lots of add-ins and plugins that you can plug into PowerPoint. And a great one of these is being produced by SAP SAP called AutoTweet. It's a free, simple plugin that plugs into the back end of PowerPoint, and it allows you, should you wish to do so, to automatically send out tweets from your PowerPoint presentation when certain slides or a slide is reached. That then enables you to contact your back channel to bring the back channel on Twitter into your presentation or into your session with absolutely no effort whatsoever whilst you are on your feet. All of the effort is done beforehand, and all you're simply doing is pushing it out automatically via Twitter. So take a good close look at all the different plugins and add-ins that are now available for recent versions of PowerPoint. And also, don't immediately dash off the next time you need to insert an image. Take a look at some of the images and clip art that comes as default with PowerPoint 2010.